Hey, JB.
What's up?
Don't stop.
Keep pouring?
Keep pouring, my friend.
Welcome to another edition here of The Last Drop. I am your godfather of whiskey. I'm JB.
I am the godfather of craft beer, Cody. This is kind of an impromptu show, in a way.
Yeah.
I wasn't quite prepared for this.
Yeah. Good. I caught you off balance, man.
Yeah, I don't have the necessary liquid products with me right now.
I got to be honest with you. I was unprepared, too. I just got... I just needed a drink, Cody.
As in, well, I got drinks. It's not the required drinks, but I got drinks, though. I'm not eating right now, so that could wait. That's going to have to wait.
I ate as well, and it was pretty goddamn delicious. I had some carne asada tacos, sir.
I mean, this sweet chili pork bowl from HelloFresh.
Yeah.
Fire.
Well,
absolutely
delicious. I was waiting for a meeting to happen, and I was just sitting here going like, man, I'm really bored. I should have a drink. And then I started drinking, and I was just like, I should call Cody. Because I can't.
Fair enough.
I can't, wake up without holding his hand. As Mr. J. Smooth would say. Thank you, Lord, for another day. Oh, Cody.
This is not the song you want to tribute at all in any instance.
To the Lord.
Especially a fucking religious context. Why would you do this? Are you dumb?
I was waiting for Cody to come on as he was making his lunch and everything, people. And I was just scrolling. I was looking on Instagram and I just found this one video and I don't know why. I guess somebody was playing it or whatever, but they were playing this song called Thank You, Lord. And it had R. Kelly's Ignition beat on it. And I said, wow, that ties in with the show from last week. I didn't have this planned or anything like that. Just literally came across it because we were talking about R. Kelly. And sure enough, we actually defined what Ignition actually stood for. And then I heard this and was like, yeah, I don't know if I would put that in with a religious. I wouldn't be singing this at church. Let's just say that with that beat in the background. I don't know if you know, Cody, but R. Kelly's kind of a scumbag of the earth right about now, you know? So I don't know if this is the proper...
I would say he's scumbag prime at this moment.
Yeah.
There with the Cosbys and the Weinsteins and people of that nature.
And if I'm not mistaken, that brother's in jail.
Yep.
Thank you, Lord. For another day. Sure, that's not R. Kelly singing that, Cody?
It might be him. It might be like, rappers die and shit. They have like 10 albums after they die.
This is R. Kelly's making that. This was his studio version of He was like going, oh, that would be fucking hilarious. This is like the first version of Ignition. like this is what R. Kelly wrote, and he was just like, nah, that ain't a banger. That beat is too much of a banger right there. Hold on, let me flip this, whatever. It's basically that South Park episode where Carl was like, let's make a religious boy band or whatever, and he was like, all you gotta do is take every R&B song and replace baby with God or something like that, and it's a hit. I think R. Kelly did the opposite. He was just like, oh, this is too much God. Let's replace God with a woman. I'm about to take my key. I love when he does it and put it in your ignition. So give me that toot toot. I never had a vagina tell me toot toot before, by the way. and I'm gonna tell you this, fellas, if vagina is saying toot toot to you, that's called a blue waffle. You need to get away from
that. Oh no. Oh god. Why would you remind me about that? Oh no.
Oh yeah, you eating too. Oh, that's
well, there goes that meal.
You had a poke bowl too?
Yeah, the sweet chili pork bowl.
Oh,
tastes so good. And you bring up that. Well, fuck my meal.
I remember when you and Wayne looked that shit up because y'all thought I was bullshitting y'all. And he's just like, oh! Fucked y'all little world up that day, didn't
Never
it?
Again.
Never Google anything that JB talks about.
No, nothing. Please.
Somebody's out there going, thank you, Lord.
I never, no, no, I never did that with JB said. But nobody ever told me,
if you need someone to tell you that the road is so hard, nigga, you got a lot of growing up to do then. And this brother looked like he pushing 40. If you ain't figured out the road was that damn hard by 40, then you need to just
say, yeah, you definitely fucked up in life.
Yeah.
Like, mentally. If you didn't realize that shit by now, damn.
I knew fresh out the womb that the road was hard. When I looked outside that window and I opened my bright little beady eyes, Cody, and I looked and I said, I saw that sign that said, "Welcome to Compton." I said, "Oh my God." I said, "This shit sucks. This is not cool at all." It was like, what the hell? I remember as a little baby, Cody, sitting in the back seat in that car seat. And my mother took me to downtown LA. I said, "Oh, thank you. Getting out of the ghetto." And then next you know, you see nothing but trash and it looked gloomy as fucking down. You're just like, "Oh." I was like, "Oh, this road is hard." There was never a part of me, Cody, that thought, "Oh shit, this life's gonna be so easy. You just breezing by through it." No. No.
Oh, don't work that way. No, sir.
I guess this dude needed the Lord to tell him that the road was hard.
Nobody ever told me that the road was so hard. But thank you, Lord.
What is he thanking him for?
I don't know. He doesn't specify in the song, does he? You listen to it all the way through?
Yeah, I have.
Yeah, he doesn't specify a reason?
No, he doesn't talk
about it. What's the point of the goddamn song, man?
I mean, he did say thank you for letting me wake up, but I think that's called genetics and your body and all that stuff, the health and all that. I don't think that has nothing to do with
it. Yeah, everybody's body has like a natural alarm clock. So they wake up. That's why you wake up like similar times throughout the day or every other day.
Yeah. I don't think God is just standing at like he's sitting in a big chair and he's got a bunch of monitors on. He's like, "Let's see, who do I want to wake up right now?"
A lot of goddamn monitors. I think of that scene in The Matrix.
Yeah. With the architect.
That white room, yeah. The architect. where he's explaining shit, but yet not explaining anything at all at the same time. which is the theme of all the Matrix movies. That's the first one.
Remember when he walked in that room, he was like, "Oh shit, we finally about to get all the explanation we needed."
Yeah, about to learn.
It's a 30-minute scene. And you get more confused than ever. You're like, "Wait, what?"
I need a movie just based on this shit. Hey, where's the architect prequel at? They make a prequel every goddamn thing else, a spinoff.
You know what was crazy too? You remember the ending of that scene? Neo just like flies out of there and the room just explodes.
Mm-hmm.
And you're just like, "What the fuck just happened right now?" did he just kill the architect? I was so goddamn lost in that whole, that was the second movie too. Yeah. So I was just lost after that. I was like, "Oof, man." But you know what they say, Cody? You got to go play the video game that came out on Xbox. You got to go play that in order to.
I forgot it's canon.
Yeah, you got to play that and watch that anime series.
Right, because they had two, right? They had that. Oh, they had like three, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Into the Matrix.
Mm-hmm.
With Jada Pinkett Smith and the other character, Ghost, who nobody gives a fuck about.
Nobody wants to play that.
They had that basically gave the Path of Neo.
Yeah, that's right.
Remember that one? And then they had The Matrix Online, which is canon.
Yeah. I paid the Path of Neo in Kentucky at my cousin's house when I was 19. And I said, "This shit sucks." Mm-hmm. It's like, this is
terrible. And the crazy part is, they kill off fucking Morpheus in that online game.
Yes, they do.
they kill his ass. It's like some real low grade budget shit too. he gets like shot in like an alley or some shit. I think it's like Joe Chill or somebody that kills his ass.
He can't finish the job.
Yeah, Morpheus go out like this.
Yeah, of course. He wasn't shit, Cody. He wasn't that important. He wasn't like the second main character in this motherfucker, nothing like that. Nah. He wasn't part of the trilogy or nothing, you know. But you had to play those games and you had to watch the anime, remember, in order to understand it.
Yeah, it's like Halo.
You got to read the book.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, it's kind of like Star Wars. Like them fucking prequels. Whoa. Anyway, people, welcome to another a bonus mix and match week here of doing that Mictor's still. Mictor's rise here. You know, this whole month has been Mictor and Wolves.
Mictor and Wolves.
Yeah, yeah. I'm sure Mr. J Smooth, he's over there. He's like, man, no, it's just God and Jesus. That's all it is. It's never nothing. Mictor, I don't know nothing about no Mictors, and I don't like no wolves, okay? God made the wolves, though. Did he? Oh, then never mind. The wolves are cool. Did he make Mictors? Of course he did. He made everything. Everything. Thank you, Lord. might be the name of this episode. Thank you, Lord. Oh, another day.
That's it. Yes. Thank you, Lord. Man, y'all had the Easter spirit early. I know.
I know. That might be the name of the Easter episode. Thank you, Lord, part two.
Thank you, buddy.
For a chocolate bunny.
Oh, another egg.
It's got some money in it. Oh, I needed this 20. Oh, boy. It's going to fill up my gas tank. Oh,
shit.
He's just like the most useless fucking holiday I've ever heard of. Go look for some eggs. Yeah, they're at the grocery store, bitch. Shit. Yeah, $5.95. Go get them. We'll get into that when April rolls around, though. Good Friday. Every Friday is good when you don't have to be somewhere.
That's true.
When you ain't got to sit in fucking LA traffic and shit like that. Every Friday is a good Friday here. But yes, we are recording early, a little bit earlier than usual, but you won't know the difference because pretty much the topics what we were going to talk about anyway was just going to be like, hey, Cody, guess what? We them boys.
Uh-oh. What happened? Did something happen this past weekend?
Cody,
I think something happened. I don't know.
Shit, we should have recorded on fucking the day we posted it because I gotta tell you this right now. Woo, we smashed them goddamn Cowboys. Them Cowboys didn't see shit. And we, first of all, America. You need to thank you, Niners, for eliminating them. You don't have to hear shit from a Cowboy fan for the rest of the fucking year, or at least the season, at least, because we did y'all a favor and we eliminated their asses and shit. And I loved it. I love that it was at Dallas. I was going to say we sent them home, but the motherfuckers was already home. So we sent them on a bus and they literally just dropped them off each one by one, each player of their team, whatever. I fucking loved it because you know what was so hilarious about being at home and doing it? First of all, I saw a lot of red jerseys in that crowd. I was just like, hey, show us a lot of 49er fans in there. Second of all, when they lost, Cody, you see them people crying and shit?
Oh, my God. The memes were great. The memes were amazing.
You see that one black lady just staring?
Mm-hmm.
She was like...
Had that Doc Rivers lip.
I thought that was Doc Rivers.
The bottom lip just hanging.
I thought that was his wife or something like that. I thought she was the coach for a second because Mike McCarthy damn sure wasn't the coach. Motherfucker was standing there the whole time looking at the goddamn Jumbotron just, oh, I'll be damned. Look at that right there. It's like, this dude is useless as shit. And as much as I don't trust Jimmy G, I trust my, Kyle Shanahan more than I trust Mike McCarthy. Because Jimmy G was almost starting to fuck up there. Cause I don't know if you noticed that in them last two quarters and shit, that third and fourth.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, man, get him the fuck out now. He's about to cost us this game. But the funny thing is the Cowboys won the coin toss and they gave us the ball first. Boy, oh boy, I bet they missed. They fucked that up.
Yep.
Why?
They had a chance.
Why in the blue fuck, Cody, if you ever win to get the ball in your hand, would you ever give it to the opposing team?
I rarely seen a team do that.
Whose decision was that, first of all? Whose decision was that? I mean, unless you have, like, the greatest fucking defense of all time where you know you can just pin them down. That's the only goddamn thing I think. But nobody ever said the Cowboys' defense was like, oh, my God, this is, like, one of the best defenses in all of the NFL and shit. They fucking gave us the ball, Cody. And what did we do in the first 3 minutes of the game? we scored a fucking touchdown. I was like, we took that 7-0 lead, Cody. I was like, that actually might be that might be the score of the game here, because I don't see this going any further. Oh, it went further. We dominated those first two quarters because, you know, Jimmy G, he has this thing where he'll either play good in the first two quarters or good in the last two quarters, but he'll fucking totally suck in whichever one he plays good in. So he was playing good, and I was just like, yeah, I'm sure that fourth quarter he'll fuck this all up somehow. And he was, but we were way too high up for them to catch up. So we set the tone, Cody, and we eliminated that. I loved it, too. I even heard these Cowboy fans. I heard one Cowboy fan say, oh, my God, this is so sad. We don't know what it's like to lose. I was like, I've been losing for 26 years. What are you talking about? I've been losing for 26 goddamn years. I heard some people saying, what a waste going to the 49. Like they're going to actually go to the Super Bowl and do something. It's like y'all was actually going to the Super Bowl.
Yeah. I tell you, every year, Cowboys fans' eyes, they are Super Bowl favorites. They're never objective. They are never realistic. That is one thing. We are diehard Laker fans, but we are always realistic and we are always objective. We will tell you how it is.
Except for Russell Wilson. That motherfucker is delusional right now.
Yeah.
He said we go into the finals. I was looking at him like, this motherfucker is delusional.
Fuck, we are.
When he said we was going to the championship, he said, this is the type of play that's going to get us to the championship. I said, brother, your championship is over because we ain't going nowhere with you. But either way, I digress. Cody's right about that. As diehard Laker fan, we don't even sell fans. Oh, every year we going. But Cowboy fan, I don't know what it is. Neither they can't even get past the first round in the playoffs. They always lose in the first round. So it's like, what?
They haven't been to a conference finals in 11 years or more, something like that. I think
it's 14 or something like that.
Oh shit!
Yeah, it's a long fucking time, Cody. I don't know if it's just because they keep thinking we keep winning our division. Your division sucks. That's why. It's literally the winner take the shitty trophy award home in this division. So like, it's not putting you on a pedestal. And then they boost themselves up when they beat teams like the Eagles and the Falcons and shit like this. Anything with a fucking bird attached to it. And it's like, yeah, they're like the worst goddamn team in the whole fucking league. Like, not just the division, the league. Okay. They boosting themselves about beating the Detroit Lions and shit like this. And it's like, y'all ain't played a fucking team that was worthy enough. And the ones y'all did, y'all lost. The Kansas Cities, the Bucks. Shit, I never even considered Denver a threat, but they fucking lost to them. Oakland Raiders was a threat early on or whatever, and they lost to them.
Mm-hmm.
So y'all ain't beating anybody. I don't know why they shocked by this, Cody. They were so shocked. And they were blaming everything but Dak Prescott. Everything but Dak Prescott. It's just like, my sister told me, who's a diehard Cowboy fan, Cody, because I said, this is all going to come down to quarterback because we both got two inconsistent-ass quarterbacks. Mm-hmm. She looked at me and said, Dak Prescott ain't inconsistent. He way better than Jen. She said, I would bet you would trade for Dak Prescott right now. I said, fuck no, I wouldn't. Are you crazy? Why the fuck would I trade for him? Jimmy G's been to a Super Bowl.
Yeah, he has experience.
Yeah.
That much I will give him. If you talk all the shit you want about Jimmy G, but he's been there, you know?
Yeah. You know what she said? She said, I would rather not go if I'm not going to win. You're a goddamn lie. You're a goddamn lie. Trust me on this. That's a lie. That is a lie. She said Cowboy fans are not the worst. I said, Cowboy fans are the worst. She said 49ers fans and every other team were. I said, man, you are just delusional.
Get the fuck out of here.
I said, you are fucking delusional. I said, when have you ever heard 49er fans like just boasting, we're going to dominate the fucking league and we're going to win or whatever shit. Yeah, we're taking over. You've never heard this, Cody. You fucking never heard this. I've never fucking heard this at all. We root for our team because we're fans. But we do not talk Super Bowl talk shit. We beat the fucking Cowboys, and there's a hunch of me that thinks that we can beat the Packers, but you do not hear me saying, oh, yeah, we're going to the Super Bowl for sure.
Yeah, no. Super Bowl bound. No.
Hell no. No. Not playing the way we playing. No. And then the Cowboys need to understand that we just beat a mediocre Cowboys team. That's all.
No, it's not about them being mediocre. It's just the Cowboys way.
That's true. Yeah, that is very true. And you got Mike McCarthy's useless ass, too.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see that video where fans were throwing trash and shit and Dak Prescott praised it?
Yeah, I did see that.
I said, wow, that's some trash-ass move from Dak Prescott ass, huh? I guess it's easy to talk that kind of shit when you're making like 75, when you're making more money than any other fucking NFL player in the league, probably. This brother's making $75 million, people. And he's butthurt. You remember when he made that comment opening game, Cody, when he told Tom Brady, we'll do this again later on in the year? That aged well, didn't it?
It fucked up, man. If I'm not mistaken, remember we made our little predictions back in September? I think I said Bucks, Cowboys, and NFC Championship. I think I said that.
Oh, did?
If I'm not mistaken.
Oh, man.
I think I did.
Maybe you did, but I thought you were joking, probably.
Yeah. Oh, I think I did say, I remember I was saying, like, I want them to get so close to the
football. Oh, yes, right. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I did say that.
Yeah.
They can't make it that far. Damn. Disappointing me. And I hate y'all.
I wish Tom Brady was a dick right now, and he just wrote he just posted that right now and just said, hey, remember when y'all said, run this back right now? Because you remember that look he gave Dak Prescott when he said that shit? He was just like, fuck that post to me. Hold on. Like, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Hold on. Yeah. Them Cowboy fans were so fucking hyped about that losing game to the Buccaneers. They were like, this is a Super Bowl. It's like, y'all just lost. I've never seen nobody lose a game before. And then they fans say, that's a Super Bowl team right there. They lost. They fucking lost. And not only that, the Buccaneers didn't even play that well. They had 6 turnovers in that game.
Yeah, they had an off game for sure.
And they still lost. So that's why I look at it. If you have 6 turnovers in a game and you still can't beat that team, that don't mean you good then. I don't know what positives they saw out of that, whatever. You give me the ball 6 times and you don't do anything with it. Holy shit, dude. Somebody need to be fired, Cody. Somebody needs to be fired ASAP. Like, they were trying to say, oh, that's just the dominance of the Buccaneers. There ain't no fucking dominance of the Buccaneers. That was an off game for them. And y'all couldn't even capitalize on that. Ooh, man. But I remember hearing when Jimmy G threw that fucking interception on, and I heard them Cowboy fans, they were roaring. Them towels were swinging, Cody. They were, we got this. We got it. And it's just like, y'all still down by 10. What the fuck y'all talking about? Y'all got this. It's like, one quarter left in the game, y'all down by 10. That was the most beautiful game I think I've ever seen, Cody. It was beautiful.
It was awe-inspiring.
Yeah.
I was proud of your 49ers, man. I was picking against them. I was like, man, I shouldn't have done that. I felt bad.
You shouldn't have done that.
I felt bad.
I wanted to rub that in, too. And I was like, ooh. I was like, ooh, you feel bad, don't you?
I did.
I got so many thank yous and shit like that. Thank you.
Oh, you took the fuckers. Thank you.
A lot of Washington fans came and thanked me too. They were just, hey, we was rooting for you. Thank you for doing the Lord's work. I said, don't thank me. Thank him up there. You know, I'm saying, thank you, Lord, for another win. All I see is W's in. I sent Cody that photo of Mo wearing that fucking 49ers hat with that rope hanging in the background, like, not today, old friend. Not today.
No, sir. Not I.
No. So we got some pretty good games coming up, though, this week, too, weekend, Cody.
We do.
Green Bay versus 49ers, which, shit, I'm expecting that to be a good game, win or lose, too. At least it should be a fucking good game. Mm-hmm. And then we got the Buccaneers playing the Rams.
Yeah, man. These are both going to be some epic games.
Yeah.
Both are going to be some epic games. I'm looking very much forward. Who's your picks right now?
Oh, man. Oh,
who wins?
This, could we say it's probably going to be the best football game of the, or games of the season? Probably.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, so far, yeah.
All right, cool. So my picks are right now, man. The Buccaneers got some injuries, Cody, on that fucking line right now.
Yeah. You gonna doubt the great Tom Brady though?
No, that's the thing. You know, but
you gonna say you ain't gonna pull him out from the depths?
Oh,
he hasn't in him.
These Rams though, Cody, they beat him already, and that was a few. That was back in what, November-ish, or was it before that? I think it was November-ish. They beat him already, even though Matthew Stafford hasn't been playing that well in the past few games. God damn, dude. This one's going to be a nail biter if you're a this Rams or Bucks
fan. This is a tough one, man. Both these games are pretty tough.
Yeah, I'm going to stick with Brady, but oof. I'm not saying I won't be shocked if the Rams beat him.
I'm the exact same way. I'm the actually beat for beat. I'm going with Brady. I'm going to give Buccaneers the edge.
Mm-hmm.
But if the Rams pull this off, I won't be shocked.
I think the Bucs are going to have to use some backup players. We'll see. I think right now, as far as quarterback, I guess I'm grading on quarterbacks right now. I think Brady's playing better than Matthew Stafford. So
mm-hmm.
that's the only thing I can go. I don't know who's. I think the Rams got might be an injury or two. Excuse me, too. So mm-hmm. we'll see how that works out. I think it's a Buccaneers game, though.
So we both give Buccaneers the edge.
Yeah.
All right. So Packers, Niners.
Woo, man. You want to bet against us again, Cody? No.
Funny you say that.
You some bitch.
Funny you say that.
What you about to say? What you about to say?
I am, in fact. Betting against y'all one more time. Sorry,
guys. Man, you know what? Keep doing it. Keep that same energy.
Hey, maybe I'm the one. Maybe I'm like the opposite of a curse for the Niners.
Keep same energy, Cody. Come the next time we record.
Right.
Keep that same fucking energy. Right. I want it. Okay. Because like I said,
if we're doing this based off quarterbacks, then yeah, A-Rod. Aaron Rodgers should pull it off.
I want you to keep this same energy, Cody, because I'm betting with Green Bay too as well. no, actually, fuck that. I'm going 49ers, baby. We're going to win this. We better win this.
I think it's going to be a repeat of last year's NFC Championship.
I think
Green Bay Bucks.
You know, the good thing here is both teams know how to run the ball really well. They both know how to run that ball really well, both teams. But like Cody said, when it comes down to it, if this is going to be – because I think both our defenses are really good. I think both us, our offense, when it comes to running the ball, I think we're really good. But if when it comes back to throwing that ball and not making boneheaded-ass plays, Aaron Rodgers definitely beats Jimmy G on this one. So if they got to have the one-up on anything, I think Green Bay does have the one-up. And plus, their record is pretty fucking outstanding this year too. So at this point – I wouldn't be shocked if Green Bay wins the whole goddamn Super Bowl. So, but I'm with Cody. I think that the Super Bowl is going to come down to what he just said, those picks there. But
All right, what about the AFC side? Then?
I'm sticking with the 49ers, picks. Cody. Sticking with the Niners.
So you got Niners, Bucks?
Yeah, I got Niners and Bucks. We'll see how that goes.
Okay, I got Bucks and Packers. And now jump over to the AFC side of things.
AFC.
We got Cincinnati, Tennessee, and Buffalo, Kansas City. I think these are pretty self-explanatory.
Yeah. Actually,
maybe not so much.
My sister
thinks it's a bit easier than the NFC, but
my sister thinks the Bills are going to the championship.
Bills got a shot.
I think Bills got a shot.
Then again, I'm a homeboy. It's hard to count against him too.
That motherfucker is so random that yes, it's hard to bet against him, but it's also easy as well sometimes too. Because man, sometimes Kansas City plays like shit, and then sometimes they play astoundingly well. And I think people counted him out really early in the season, too, because he's playing horrible. But damn, did he come back?
It's just like Tom Brady. You can't really count him out.
No. But I do like the Bills, how they're playing, too.
All right. It's a tough one for me. I'm going to go to Kansas City.
I'm going to go Bills, man.
I'm going to give it the edge to my homeboy.
Yeah. I didn't know what I would say this, but I think I'm going to go Titans.
I think it's man. All these are close, man.
Yeah.
The more I look at it, think about it, these are close. Just you know, Joe Burrow had a great game last week.
So yeah, I'm actually looking at the standings right now, and I'm thinking switching off on them Titans right now.
Yeah, I don't know. I would give the edge to the Bengals. Sorry, yeah. I don't know how effective Derrick Henry is going to be. So I don't know. We'll see.
Damn, you might be right on them Bengals.
Yeah.
I'll stick with the Titans though. Since I already said, I'll stick with the Titans. Right.
I got Bengals, Chiefs. You got Bills, Titans. So we got to play opposite on that one.
We're opposite on another one. NFC, we half and half at least. Whatever. I think we're actually kind of the same. I think I'm just wishful thinking.
Yeah.
I think Green Bay is easily. I think we're going to see. Well, here's the bigger question, Cody. When Green Bay, if they do win, who wins that game then? Green Bay or Bucks?
Bucks.
What if it's Rams versus Niners now?
Can you imagine that shit?
Just don't give me the scenario. Who wins, the Rams or Niners?
We got the get you Niners one more time, sir. Yeah,
hold on, we got the Rams number though. Ain't that a bitch?
Sorry.
If we beat Green Bay and have the Rams' number, you still betting against this motherfucker? Yeah. You a hater.
I'm not a hater. I'm being completely objective.
I thought you was about
the
to
Niners
say
are going to beat the Rams.
I thought you was about to. We already beat them. We beat them like 2 weeks ago. Yeah.
But I got to beat them again. Now in the playoffs.
We got their number this season, Cody. We've beaten them twice already. Son.
I know. Third time's a charm and all that shit.
You a hater.
No, I think the Rams want that matchup. I think they feel they have something they have to prove.
I actually want that matchup. I actually want either or, because I think beating either or would be fucking phenomenal, to be honest. So yeah, I want the best team too out of the two. Mm-hmm. I want the fucking best team too. That way, if we beat them and we go to the Super Bowl, there's no doubt we can't beat anybody on the fucking AFC. Mm-hmm. All right, that's like, look, Green Bay is one of the best fucking teams playing right now. And if we beat them, holy shit. Come on. Come on now. I thought you was about to say, I'm not a hater. I just crush a lot. Now I'm about to say, bro, hold on. Wait a minute. Hold on now. Don't be quoting no fucking big puns at me now. Come on. Literally and figuratively puns. But yeah. So who you got AFC and NFC then? The Super Bowl picks right now.
I'm going to repeat last year, Bucks. Chiefs.
Who the fuck did we say early back in the set?
Yeah, I think I said Ravens Bucks. I think that's what I said.
Well, you know, we gotta start writing these picks down when we do. We never remember this.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I said Ravens Bucks though. I'm pretty sure I said that.
Oh man, did I say anything about the Bills? I know I was counting.
I think you did.
I might have picked the Bills, to be honest. I'm gonna go ahead hard. I'm gonna stick with the Bills, and I'll go all the way Bills on the AFC, and then
Niners NFC.
Oh man, that
you really sticking with that?
That NFC is tight, son. That you got three of the best teams in there. Oh, and the Rams. No, I'm just fucking people. I mean, we did beat y'all twice. I mean, you know what I'm saying? We did beat them Rams twice. So that'd be a cakewalk for us. Give us the Bucks. So yeah, I'm gonna go ahead and say it. Niners and Bills, Super Bowl. So fine stadium.
Mm-hmm.
All them Niner fans gonna be in the crowd just cheering. Yeah. The Bay Area about to be set on fire. It's gonna look like the Oakland riots all over again in this bitch shit. Cause we finally gonna win one with that cursed Jimmy G. Actually, I kind of hope we do lose, so that way that motherfucker can move on. We need to get rid of him. I feel like if he won one, that motherfucker would be like, man, I probably do this again then. With
the, like, hey, Lee, the promised land, man.
Nah, bro.
Who knows? Jimmy G might be the savior.
Could you imagine if he did win the Super Bowl then this year?
That'd be interesting.
Does that mean the whole league just had bad days or something like that? Or like what?
Man, the NFL is so unpredictable, especially come playoff time. Anything could happen. Anything. Well,
it's not only that, though, but, like, literally, we're talking 2 years ago, he took the fucking Niners to a Super Bowl, even though they lost and shit. Well, got cheated. But, if he takes them again within a 5-year time span and actually win it, or even just takes them again, whatever, do you think we're just being too hard on Jimmy G then, or did the league just really suck?
Might be a combination of both.
Oh, okay. I want to double check on this, man. Thank you, Lord, for helping my Niners win. We need this win. Actually, I don't think we need these wins at all, to be honest. I don't think none of these wins are as important as beating them Cowboys, because I would have never heard the fucking end of it.
So. That's the win of all wins.
Yeah, that really was. That was my
Yeah, like I said, the Cowboys lose, America wins.
Yeah, except for the fans in that crowd, because them tears were beautiful, Cody. Motherfucker was crying and shit.
Growing up seeing Cowboys fans distraught.
they was sitting in that crowd crying and look grown ass men and women, Cody, too. It was just like just sitting there like tears and shit, acting like they never seen a loss before.
Yeah.
We thought differently this year. We y'all think differently every year. Stop whatever coke y'all snorting in fucking Texas, that Ted D what's that goddamn motherfucking name now? Whatever his name is feeding him with coke and shit like that. You need to go ahead and stop snoring that shit because y'all ain't never, ever, ever gonna win shit. Never, ever, 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 ever. And you know what? Next year, you can thank the 49ers, bitch. Because we'll see you again.
Shit. Oh, y'all gonna see. You'll see all of them again.
Might even.
Everybody again.
Might even be the opening game for this year. I mean, I don't know. He's throwing it out there. You know, you want
to
get that heat again, you know.
You know, it got to come a point in time where Cowboys fans just kind of like just give up and just come to the realization that they ain't gonna be shit for the duration of the franchise.
That'd be fantastic, actually. That would be actually fantastic.
Can you imagine the next year if it's gonna be the same shit again? Oh, we go to the Super Bowl again. Oh, Dak Prescott gonna make waves, and then they end up losing the first fucking round again. Or shit, probably not even making it.
Yeah, it's one or the other. You either lose in the first round or you don't make it. I mean, it's always one or the other with them. They never get any further than they need to be. I'm willing to bet if they would have played the Eagles, Cody, in the first fucking round, they would have lost.
Probably.
That's just what they do.
And people would have been acting all shocked and shit. I would have been like, no. No, it's NFC East. This is what they do. This is how that division works.
Yeah, they always
they're like, lose in the first they round. They are the epitome of a lukewarm team. The definition of that.
When you get to the playoffs, it's just the best of the best teams now, Cody.
Yeah.
This ain't no you getting fluke wins or you playing shitty teams or anything like that. No, no, no. When you get to the playoffs, you playing them teams that are actually there because they're there. Yeah. And I don't know what part of the Cowboys they actually thought they was going to get past the Niners and then get past any other team after that. They would have had to place Green Bay or the Bucks. There's no goddamn way they would have got past either one of them teams. So it's almost like a boss level, actually, to be honest, because I don't think the 49ers could actually get past Green Bay or the Bucks and shit. It's almost like, you know, the Niners was that third tier villain, Cody. And the Bucks and the Green Bay, either one of them are going to be like the main villain and shit, you know. And then the other one just that mid villain. So you really thought they were just going to work level their way up and shit? No, you ain't getting them bonus points, Cody.
Nope.
No. Russell Westbrook, your boy.
Don't call him my boy. Better not. That's your boy.
We got to trade this motherfucker, Cody. ASAP. You got to get rid of him. This motherfucker delusional.
My wishful thinking,
yeah,
is that him coming off the bench will actually work for this team. That's where he probably should have started off in the first place.
I'm actually feeling sorry for Frank Vogel now.
Yeah, because this might actually work. Who knows? I don't know. Probably won't. But who knows? I'd rather just trade his ass. But who knows, man? Like I said, I think he'll be great sparking off that second unit because he doesn't work well with LeBron and AD on the floor.
No.
It doesn't work. And plus, I think they played like one game together. They played where it like worked kind of, but that was about it.
And I don't know what Carmelo's doing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I have no idea what's going on with him.
Like, he's showing us his true color. The dude is a spot up shooter. He can't play defense worth a fucking lick. I mean, I don't know. He's worse than Westbrook in the defensive end. I don't know.
Yeah, it was crazy because, you know, when LeBron and AD, or I think it was just LeBron that was out earlier the year, man, Carmelo was stepping up like, oh shit, he's God tier bench player right here. Now, this dude, man, I don't know what he's doing. Like, he
called off like a motherfucker.
He is not there mentally, physically, whatever the fuck you want to call it and shit. Westbrook did this interview. I don't have the word for word, but this motherfucker said this is what's going to make us championship bound or some shit like that. And I like flashed my eyes like an anime character. Like, what did he just say? Bro, we have never, ever, ever, ever gotten nowhere with you. Have you noticed that he's doing more interviews than anybody else in the Lakers?
People love talking about Westbrook, though.
I don't know
why. Because they wait for him to blow up and say something crazy.
I guess so.
He has a history of, you know, having like these funny or interesting segments
pertaining to those video interviews. That, like, he really thinks he's the shit, though, huh? I mean, he must really think this. I hear him talk.
He's still off that high from 5 years ago where he won MVP.
Oh, gosh. I got to be honest with you. I don't even remember that shit anymore. Because all I see is bricks, airs, turnovers.
He, 5 for 17, and he had what, 14 points, something like that. His efficiency is just terrible.
You know, I remember when you see that game where he hit that dunk on Utah.
Mm-hmm.
He got all fired, and I just looked at him. I was like, "Brother, get your ass back in the game. Like, this shit ain't over yet. Please, just get your ass back."
It was like a great dunk, but yeah, get your ass back in the game.
You know what was so great about it is because he's tried that fucking dunk at least 6 times and bricked them all. Shit, like so. What was great about it is, oh my god, if you keep dreaming, you can make some shit one day. Like,
oh, Westbrook.
I posted a video on Twitter of him doing that same dunk, literally in this video, at least 3 times, and he bricked them all. The ball just fucking bounces off the rim and shit. So when he finally made it, I guess I got to give him some kind of credit in some ways. It's like, I guess he keeps trying. Like, and shit ain't working for him. Brother, like, I got to tell you what, Westbrook, you got no hops at all. Stop trying to dunk, please. I think he thinks he's like LeBron's height or some shit like this, or AD size, or like maybe he's just like one of those wrestlers, Cody, like bigger than life character or some shit like this, Cody. Because you don't even look like you should be dunking. Like it just looks off. He gets barely off the ground, Cody, and it's just like, man, it's like it's just his height that's helping him get these dunks in. Because it damn sure ain't him getting off the ground. I think I can get higher off the ground than he can. I think he thinks he's like a center or something. I don't know. I think he thinks he's larger than life.
I don't know what's going through his head half the time. I don't think I want to know.
I think it's the fucking words at the bottom of the screen, the bouncing ball, Cody. That's what it is.
Well, it's going to be interesting to see him moving forward, him coming off the bench and having LeBron back in that natural one guard spot.
I'm glad that Frank is getting all strict and shit finally when his job is on the line. Mm-hmm. That's all everybody's talking about right now, which I'm not gonna lie. I thought Frankie V would have been fired by New Year's, to be honest, but he caught COVID. That kind of saved his ass because nobody was thinking about him for the past 2 weeks when he was sick and shit.
Mm-hmm.
But now that we damn near, 23, whatever the fuck it is, bad half-ass score and shit.
Yeah.
It looks really fucking bad when they pop that shit off.
And I'm not going to put all the blame on Frank Vogel. It's the personnel. This roster just doesn't work.
Nope.
It doesn't.
The only blame I give him is his fucking rotations were shit. Mm-hmm. Like, it's like, dude, can you try something else? Please, this ain't working. And he just kept doing the same shit.
Mm-hmm.
And then for the longest, I couldn't understand why Dwight wasn't starting. I'm just like sitting there like, why isn't Dwight starting?
I just think back, dude. We had a chance to get DeRozan. And we could have kept KCP and fucking Caruso and them boys. I kind of miss Kuzma sometimes. I'm not even hiding.
And Who's control? I hate his ass all day, every day. But at this point, Cody,
yeah.
I wouldn't mind going back on cruise control, Cody.
I guess I'm still nostalgic. So I don't know.
Yeah, you see nostalgia. You see that fucking record right now. That's why. Yes.
It's the old days.
You see Westbrook airballing fucking three jump shots and shit.
I hear the goddamn clank. I'm like, oh, shit.
You see Melo fucking throwing the ball out of bouncing shit.
I see another blown defensive assignment. I see another lack of effort on the defensive boards. Like,
this has been fucking 50 games. These motherfuckers, ain't clicking.
JaVale, cut back.
It's been over 50 games and they ain't clicked in their head yet. Damn, I should defend him.
I miss our 3-D players. Even Danny Green, bring your ass back.
Oh, Danny, hate you. I hate your gut, Danny Green. But I want you. I want you bad now. I gotta tell you, Cody, if I played 50 games and I kept hearing over and over every goddamn medium scrum, your defense was lacking, is it? I think I would try to up my defense just a little bit now.
You would think.
I don't think they just not listening to this at all. Like, maybe they just like one in and out the other. They just like, oh, that's just the media hating or whatever. And shit. It's like, no. Are you not watching these tapes back? Are you not seeing why you're losing? And the fucked up part about it, Cody, we're always in the lead, too.
We could have had DeRozan.
We're always in the lead, though, Cody, and we keep losing. And it's not like we'd be in leads by like 2-3 points. We'd be in the lead by 15 and over, Cody.
Yeah, and we'd be Buddy Hield.
Fuck. You know how much I want Buddy Hield right now? Especially because we just played him, and that motherfucker was like, "I'll show y'all for not taking me."
Yeah,
yeah, he showed us too. Cause we lost. we lost. That's what we do. We win one, lose three. Anyway, though, people, we were here to drink. Now I know you probably was like, "I don't here come here to listen to goddamn sport. Goddamn, that's that nerd shit."
Want to hear that?
I hear that.
The hell I look like to you?
I hear about that pop culture, and then I shut things off. And Cody gets to talking about beer, and then what's that dark shit that other Negro drink? I don't like that shit neither. So Cody, what are we drinking today, sir?
Oh, I was lying to you. I said I was prepared.
Well,
yeah, because I have my beer is over at the other place at Eastville. I'm in L.A. for until tomorrow.
What the fuck you doing in L.A.?
I'm saying the girlfriend's on a retreat, work retreat right now. So I'm
how come we couldn't go?
That's my girl. There's no plus ones, sir. No plus two, threes, fucking fours.
Text her right now. This is some bullshit. And I don't really appreciate she's not bringing me at all. Of all people, I thought I would have been the first invite, even over you.
So that's why this was a print to a Friday recording. I was like, man. Oh, shit, I don't have my shit.
So this ain't no Toy Story shit. Like she couldn't. I ain't worried about that. No, I want her to. Why did I even get an invite now? Shit, like, I ain't got no friend in me. Shit, like
I'll be sure to relay that. Or she'll just listen to this. And be like,
wow, I'm really not singing the Thank You Lord song now to you. Shit. That shit. I hope he stares at his screen today and let you sleep longer now.
So today I'll be reviewing H2O, Crystal Geyser. Coming in 16.9 fluid ounces, 500 milliliters. Let's say it's bottled at the source, is what it says. So you give it a nose.
How much that cost?
Let's see right here. What it says right here. I thought I saw the price. Let's see. 5 cents. There you go. That's what that says. Yep.
Oh, okay, cool. Came in like a 12-pack, 24-pack?
Yep. Yeah, a little big-ass 24-pack. I don't know how much I got it for, because it was here when I got here, so I don't know how much it cost.
It was here when I got here, so I don't know how much it cost.
Let's see. If you look right here, that is a little map thing right here.
Show me the map. Yeah.
It says spring source, and it goes up to the... what the fuck does that say? Up from Mount Whitney?
Okay.
Where the fuck, I don't know where the fuck that's at, but that's where it's from.
Okay, cool. Mount Whitney.
Got a barcode right here. It says 75140 space dash whatever the fuck 00502.
What you think that ABV is on that?
Oh, I don't know, man. Let's see. Look at some numbers right here. It's got zero calories, 0% cardium. Cardium. sodium. 0% carbs. That's what
Okay. Yeah. So you think it's 0.0 ABV?
Zero grams of protein. Yeah, I'm going with probably a 0.0 ABV. Okay. Not a whole lot of alcohol in the nose.
What you think is
not
the proof,
alcohol,
then?
Period.
Alcohol, period.
Probably like a negative 0.0.
Oh my God. So much.
Pretty clear in the bottle.
Yeah, it's pretty clear. I can't see shit. Look.
Not like that normal piss yellow.
It looks thicker though than vodka though. I don't know.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah. A little viscosity more than a soda vodka.
Yeah. Wow.
Let me see. Going in.
Oh, okay.
front of the tongue.
Yeah.
Got a little hydrogen.
A little hydrogen, huh?
Yeah. And in the middle, you got another hydrogen atom.
Okay, and then the ending is
the ending. You got some oxygen.
Oxygen. Okay,
back in the finish. Yeah.
Ooh, you need oxygen. You know.
You do.
You need that hydrogen.
You need that oxygen.
Yeah. So basically, what you described sounds like H2O.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like. Kind of tastes like that too.
Yeah, it's like that.
Very watery mouthfeel. On the highest side of light mouthfeels.
Oh shit! Okay. Oh, I got some water here too. I have some H2O. Mine is a purified spring water too.
Okay, very nice. This is alpine spring water. I forgot to mention that. Natural.
This is alkaline water too, Cody. Okay. I got lemongrass, alkaline, all that good shit. Keep you healthy. Mm-hmm. So, I got a 16.9 ounce too, by the way. 500 milliliter for all the alcoholics out there. Wow. Bottles are made with 20% national average recycled plastic. Oh, that's. Shit. This bottle can be used to make new jeans.
New jeans.
Wow, that's holy shit, Cody. That's a plus right there. I mean, I'm getting some hydrogen.
Okay.
Right on the palate. The tip of the tongue right there. Oh, wait a minute. Oh, wait, no. I thought I had oxygen right there, but then I was more hydrogen. And then oxygen. Okay, so almost the same as yours.
Right? Oh, same exact dose, pretty much.
Yeah. It's fucking crazy. I'm going to get that last drop.
You know, I was aiming for like a 3.5 maybe, but you know, I was listening to your notes and maybe go back in for this seventh or eighth sip, whatever it was. I don't know.
That's the thing, too. It's easy to sip on, too, right?
Like, real easy to sip.
Makes you keep going back for more.
It's only knock against it is that the flavor is super consistent. You know, I like my spirits and alcohol. I like it to, you know, bring something different each and every sip. I know not every drink is going to do that. So I guess it's too high expectation. So I should knock it for that.
Yeah,
but you know what? You think I should or should?
Yeah, I think you should. Yeah.
Okay. All right, I'm going to give it a 3.5.
Okay.
It's not quite a last drop. Yeah. Almost there, though. It's just missing that little bit of extra that I'm looking for.
I usually like long finishes. This one, it is kind of long, but it's kind of wet.
Yeah.
Are you getting the same, like a wet
finish? Yeah, that's not drying at all.
I don't know if that's like a lingering effect or anything like that, but it's lingering. I taste it still. Mm-hmm. Yeah, shut that goddamn dog up. It's making me calm and relaxed right now too. I don't know if you can tell. I'm super calm right now.
Yeah, I could, yeah.
Super Peter's like, I knew that Negro couldn't be trusted. All right, we just ran off all of our dog lovers. I got to tell you, I'm starting to hate dogs, and I think it's because of the owners. They're fucking
owners.
Disgusting with dogs. Dude. Yeah,
usually dogs take after their owners.
Yeah, well, dogs I love. Don't get me wrong. Look, I cried like a baby when my little puppy passed away last year. Actually, it was the year before last, in 2020. That shitty year. And I see people got Instagram pages for their dogs and shit. Like, and just like, I got this one homegirl too. She's got like a poodle. She sends me photos of this motherfucker like almost on a weekly basis and shit. I'm like, fuck that dog, dude. Like, if it ain't a stripper in a fucking jail, don't send me no photos, all right? Like, I don't want to see no goddamn. You don't like my puppy? No, I hate that little motherfucker, okay? Tired of seeing him, shit. I see him more than I see me. I only see me once a week because I'm looking at myself in this Zoom camera right now. Shit. Hey. I see this motherfucker more. Okay, so fuck that. God damn, I understand you love your and then letting the motherfucker on the couch. Fuck that, dog, sit on the floor. You know, our lunatic was talking about this. Motherfucker be kissing their dogs and shit like that. And I'm like, no, ain't about that life, no.
Yeah.
I fell asleep and little Gamora, may she rest in peace. She managed to hop up on the bed somehow. Her little ass, it was like right when she was born and shit. Like, I don't know how the fuck she got up on the bed and shit. Fucking licked me. I was like, what the fuck? I was like, oh! I fucking took some bleach and went, I don't know where the fuck you been at. I know what I was doing. I was eating ass, but you, on the other hand, you could have been eating shit. That's different. Hey, I don't eat shit. I eat ass. It's different, okay? I'm just saying, Cody. Oh, Lord. Shit, whoo. Get our priorities straight.
The hell of a comparison, baby.
I'm just wanting to let them know, like, you know, want to let them know here, Cody. Oh, but anyway, on to the semi main event because I just spoiled the main event now with my water. I got the Michter's Toasted Rye again, Cody.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so this is another bottle I opened up from 2020 still, but this one, unlike the one I had last year, which made my top 10 list, this one's 109.4 proof. So it's literally 1 point higher percentage. So I was like, oh, do a little higher than that. So it's about 1.5% higher than the one.
I wonder if that makes a huge difference.
Probably fucking no. Probably not at all. Actually, it did taste a little different, though.
Mm.
Obviously, because they come from different barrels.
Yeah, different barrels, batches. Yeah, so that's normal.
I don't think the the alcohol, though, was... I've had it in this glass, too, for like the past hour or two as well. So it's been closed up tight. So it's just been... God damn! Damn. Like tasting ass all over again. Shit. God damn. Shit. You ever just bury your fucking tongue so deep into it, whatever? You just, ooh, hit you right in the face and shit? Like, oh, that's exactly what this was. And Cody's girlfriend, you listen to, you don't invite me again, you gonna be eating Cody's ass. Okay, sure. Yeah. Y'all into that? You into that, Cody?
No.
Oh, okay.
No.
Oh, okay. Never mind then. Never mind then. You ain't gotta worry about that then. I thought dudes was into that now. You know what I mean?
No.
No, you still ain't in it?
No.
Cody,
hell no.
I pulled out my burner phone almost every day, actually. I'm not going to lie. And I'm watching porn on it, right, Cody? And I notice every dude is getting their ass ate out on them. So I was like, this must be a thing now. Dudes like getting their ass ate out now. So I'm like, Cody, someone. He must be getting his ass ate out now. So I got to ask him. Because I haven't been with anybody this whole pandemic, so I take that back. But I haven't been with anybody this past year. I mean, 2022's been long, and I haven't been with anybody. So I was just curious to see, Cody, are you letting her eat your ass?
No.
That'd be interesting. Because I wanted to ask, do you kiss her after that or what?
You have to ask somebody who is actually in that scenario, sir, because I can't answer that question.
I don't know any of these porn stars, Cody, or these
oh, my God.
Stars. They be getting all up into it. Dude be like lifting his leg up and shit, and he just be all in. I'd be like, whoa, hold on. Hey, what's going on here? It's totally different from me. I can't tell you. And they be hollering, too. Oh, and I'd be like, oh, shit. This is a whole nother world right now. It's like, I said, my burner phone must have got hacked, which is impossible because it's not like I'm doing illegal shit on there, you know. So, like, it's not impossible at all. But anyway, though.
Oh, my God.
I just made your Friday.
Now you're something gonna, to it.
Now you're going to be sitting on the couch all awkwardly looking at each other like. So you heard what JB said. So, like. Cody gonna be rambling and bending over now, not knowing. No. Cody,
hell no.
Cody ain't gonna lay on his stomach no more now.
You're
gonna wake up and see a face buried in that motherfucker. Just. JB was right. It's not that bad, actually. You know, you just get up in there. It tastes like blueberries. It's the last show she'll ever listen to now.
She don't say.
What if she did listen to this though and went, you want to try that, Cody?
No.
Cody, happy wife, happy life. That's what I'm saying.
Kathy, listen to this. No, sweetheart. No.
Cody, you got to try new things for Valentine's Day. It's coming up.
I don't give a fuck.
Oh, yeah. I got a name for that episode that. Now. I eat ass day, you know. We're gonna give you all the techniques of how to eat your lover's asshole out of people.
Oh my God.
Drink that H2O to make you feel better. Oh man. Anyway, people see people are like, damn, this is what a Friday show would sound like.
Evidently.
Shit, y'all should hear them Saturday shows.
Man. Oh my God.
That's them after hours, you know. It's got like this reddish brown color, and it just reeks of brown sugar, Cody. Sugar, brown sugar, spices, and vanilla.
It looks like that mosquito amber from Jurassic Park.
It actually does. It actually fucking does.
Just like that.
You know, funny enough, my grandma actually had one of those, but it didn't look just like that one. It was kind of like a square shape with a mosquito. Mm-hmm. I tried to crack that motherfucker so many times.
Get that DNA.
Yeah. That motherfucker was thick, though. I would chug that shit against the wall and shit like that. It had like a bunch of chip marks all over. But what you do is you always turn it around so she never noticed it. Because, you know, grandma was up. She was like in her 50s. I'm not saying she was blind or nothing like that. But, you know, you turn it around. She ain't looking at the shit. So where the crack marks are, you just turn to the other side. She walked by. She'd be like, nah, it looks the same. You know, turn to the other side, though. That motherfucker got all kind of marks and shits on her. And like, looked like I've been gripping it like a baseball, chugging that shit against the ground or whatever. Got to love your grandparents, folks. They got a bunch of shit that you can just chug at walls and shit like that. And they a little up there in age and they don't know the difference. So... Ah, yeah. Oh. Ooh, that smell is just heavenly, though. Oh, man, that smells so good. The vanilla is just, like, towering over it right now, but the spices are, like, when you take those long, deep inhales, it's, like, right in the center. Just shoots up the left nostril like a motherfucker. Ooh, shit. Ooh, it's very rich. Almost like in a bittersweet taste, too. Dark caramel. It doesn't smell like light, like a howl in the nose or whatever. It's like this dark chocolate caramel now. It's like a burnt sugar now instead of brown. Toasted rye. Obviously, you taste that. Allspice. A cinnamon nutmeg taste. Right all in the palate. But on the finish, holy shit, that shit kicks in now. The finish is layered by like a thick layer of vanilla. It's creamy though, too. I think the palate actually is more of a lingering than the finish. The finish is kind of a medium length. From the palate, that shit stays long and dry. It's got a touch of smoke on the finish as well, too. The caramel is there, but you just got this thick layer of vanilla on it, though. Ooh. Okay, I don't remember. Maybe I said it in the review last year, but I don't remember the palate being such a long finish on it more than the finish. So I don't know if this different barrel, maybe I got to do a side-by-side, but... Fucking Michter's, man. Well, this whole month I've been doing nothing but Michter's Rise, which was what got me into liking Rise, Michter's. Each one tastes unique, different, and fucking phenomenal. It all tastes great and shit. I know you wanted the barrel strength. I think you'd probably want this one a little bit more now.
The toasted?
Yeah, the toasted barrel finish or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Barrel strength is phenomenal. I think this one a little bit more up your alley.
Okay.
God damn, that tastes phenomenal. You know, the hard part is I don't know which one's better. The 10-year-old rye? 2021 was good with the rye for Michter's. This is a 2020 G1684 batch or barrel. And holy shit, dude. Yeah, the finish is long on the, not the finish, the palate is long. It just stays in the gum area and shit. The finish is medium length. I can still feel the heat in there, but not so much the alcohol anywhere. It's more smokier in the finish. I guess it's toasted. But the palate has just got like a lot of warmth to it. The spices just stay right in the middle of the throat right there. And then it just floods with caramel and vanilla. More vanilla than caramel, too. God damn. I'd have to do a side-by-side with this, the barrel strength, and the 10-year-old rye, and be like, which one of these is better? I think they all work. Different strokes, different folks here. I mean, pick your poison. This is one of those. It's like,
sounds like they're all within the same realm.
Yeah.
It's really difficult to pick, like, one over the other.
I would be... Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, it's like you would have to do, like, a true side-by-side in order to pick a winner.
I would be shocked if someone said one or the other is like 10,000 times better than the other or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
I think if one is better than the other, which is hard to go week by week to decide that or whatever, you'd literally have to do it the same day.
Mm-hmm.
I think if one was to do that, I would say like, it's gotta be like a point or another. Like it can't be like no huge gap because they all taste fucking phenomenal. They all taste unique and different. Same ingredients, if you will, in some aspect or another. I think this one flip-flops with the barrel strength on the finish and the palate, whereas in the barrel strength, the finish is a little bit longer. Well, it is longer, whereas this one, the palate just stays. It's like got a nice warmth to it. I'm kind of enjoying that, actually.
Mm-hmm.
This actually makes a nice winter drink then, which I guess it is kind of still winter in a way. But at least in California, it's no longer in the fucking 50s and shit like that now. Dropping a last drop on this.
Last drop it is.
Yeah,
another one.
Let's get a last drop. Another one. This gets the last drop. Michters, kudos to you, man. This is fucking phenomenal. I love this juice. I think I put a much bigger dent in this barrel than I did the other toasted one, but they both look the same, so I don't know. Yeah, this is the winner right here. Winner month right here, Cody. I know.
We will be hearing about Michters later this year. Guarantee you that.
Yeah. You probably will, actually. Yeah. Actually, you'll be hearing it in June, too.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, for the
Halfway show.
Halfway mark. Our top three favorites of the year. Maybe you'll hear some worse stuff. Who knows? You know, maybe.
Yeah, maybe. maybe.
I try not to buy shit, but, you know, things turn out to be shit.
Yeah, you can't control that. You never know.
Rhetoric 24, that definitely was shit, so that can make it on there. I don't think that was last year. I think that was 2020, but that was still shit, though. So, I was cleaning off my shelf. Oh, excuse me on that. I was cleaning off my shelf a little bit, and I saw that Jack Daniel's rye with Kobe, that store pick from El Cerrito, and I was thinking, like, who the fuck can I give this to? I don't know why I decided to keep this, because this tastes like shit. Even when you open the cork, there's not even a scent that come out that motherfucker. I was like,
Oh, shit.
Man, you can take this shit. Who wants it? And I was like, please, just take it off my desk. I thought I was keeping it. I was like, oh, it's got Kobe's sticker on it. That's dope as shit right there. And I looked at it, and I was just like, yeah, I can give a fuck less now. I got enough bottles with Kobe on it, so I don't need this one. Yeah. So, Jack Daniel's rye, people. Store pick. Tastes like banana nutmeg. No alcohol at all. Banana. Anybody? Anybody?
It tastes more like a liqueur.
It tastes like nothing, actually. It's just bland.
Oh. Well, damn.
Yeah. Do I hear $3? $3. Not sold. I'm moving on now. All right.
Oh, look at that. I'm all out of cash. Crazy.
I got about a quarter. Yeah, I'll take that. Yeah, sure. I'll probably give it to my brother. He like Kobe. He don't know anything about whiskey, so he'll probably just be like, oh, yeah, I'll take that. Yeah. Get that shit off my... That takes up a lot of shelf space, too. It's in a fucking box and shit. He's like, yeah, hey, get this shit out of here. Well, that's it, people. We done now. That was fun.
That was a fun show. Slightly spontaneous show. I like it.
That spice hit the tongue. Mm-hmm. A little
spicy.
Yeah, that was a little spicy. I don't know what the fuck is up. That's
a little extra kick right there.
Ooh, that got, like my mother always says when she eats anything spicy, it got a little kick to it. Ooh. That woman thinks everything's just fucking spicy. I was like, ain't you Creole? Like, what the fuck?
That's not like my mom.
Is that going to be me when I get to that age? I can't eat that no more.
Ooh, that's a little kick right there.
I do want to go on that a last drop hot ones episode though.
Oh yeah. See that? Yeah, I'm down for that.
I'm lactose. I don't drink milk, so. Bring some whiskey then, and be like, I'm not down. That'll make it better. Yeah. So if you're out there, hot ones, you listen to this. Yeah, go ahead and give your boys a call. We like wings. We like spice. Mm-hmm.
Yes, we do.
Yeah, and I swear to God, we won't talk about eating ass on the show neither. Keep it PG.
I won't. I definitely won't. JB over here, though.
I don't know. We'll see what Cody thinks next week. I mean,
you will not. You will.
We'll come back to this, Cody. We'll ask you next week. Thank Valentine's Day is coming up, people, and support your spouse out there with a little.
There are plenty of ways to support spouse. Plenty.
Support your spouse. Get up in there. Plenty. You know? Just get up in there. Open up. I'm coming inside, girl. You know. Anyway, I'm gonna use my nighttime radio voice for that episode too. By the way.
God.
Bring all the lovely ladies on. We're gonna give them some tips on how to please your woman and your man that day. So yeah, okay. Ooh. Coming from the dude that ain't got either one, so you know. Man, you know what? I know I'm getting old now because even the gay dudes don't even hit on me no more. I was like, holy shit, now we got a problem now. If the gay dudes ain't hitting on me no more, holy shit, dude. I might as well go ahead and go to Home Depot and get some rope. I hear it's on sale. So I can't get looks that way, Cody. Ooh, it's over. Okay. And I be teasing them too, you know, shit, going little runs down by Hamburger Mary, you know, put them shorts on and shit. Be like, yeah. They don't pay no attention no more. I'm like, what the fuck? Whatever. They lost. Ain't like they had a chance anyway. Anyway, though, people, we done with this episode. Cody, why you laughing so much? What was wrong?
This motherfucker. Yeah.
What's wrong, Cody?
No. I just enjoy your crazy ass stories.
Those oh, okay. They're not crazy. They're sane.
That's, you're a fucking character, my friend. That's
oh, okay. You know, instead of hot ones in, how about therapy together?
Yeah. I think we need different kind of therapy, sir.
My therapy together, Cody. That'd be great. Get us a hot little therapist, though, too, Cody. It got to be a hot chick, you know?
Oh, my
God. Fucking, you know, be paying attention, of course. You know, what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying, Cody? All right. I want to thank Cody for joining in this little spontaneous episode.
Mm-hmm. Of course, man. Of course.
I want to thank you, Lord. I want to thank the Lord for providing me with the money to get this laptop to record this. Who am I kidding? I worked my ass off of this. Anyway.
Now, the Lord gave you those hands so you could work your ass off in order to acquire the funds to get that laptop.
He kind of an asshole. He kind of an asshole. I didn't, but I mean, about them people that don't have no hands. I mean,
oh, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of fucked up. I mean, you know.
It's kind of fucked up.
I'm thankful for mine. I mean, but, you know, I look at them people that don't have them. I'm like, that's fucked up. How come they couldn't get some? I mean, what are you trying to say? That I'm better than them or something like that? I don't want to feel that, you know. They don't have no hands and shit. Give them some hands at least. If he's going to kill them, give them cancer at least or something like that. I mean, damn, shit. Why you got to give them no fucking hands and no legs and no knees and shit? I sound like Boomhauer now. I'm just random. That's how I talk when I be hitting on the ladies too. I talk about that dang on. I mean, I hit that dang on. No wonder they be backing up away from me now. Anyway, people, we're done. We're getting out of here now. I want to thank the Lord. I want to thank R. Kelly for providing.
Thank you, Lord, for blessing me with another day to record with Cody Williams today. Oh yeah. Thank you, Lord, for giving us the H2O to review on here.
One day we probably will have an H2O show, so don't.
Yeah, we'll cut that out. Don't cut that out.
I'm going to get some Fiji up in this bitch, because you really going to be balling. Fiji,
some Aquafina.
Yeah. The alkaline lemongrass.
Arrowhead.
Going down.
Might throw some vitamin water in there.
Oh, who knows? Shit. It's going down, though. You wait and see. Shit.
That smart water, all that shit.
Oh, man, that alkaline plus water. Mm. Oh, it's...
We should do water.
We actually should do because your godfathers of drinking over here. We do drink a lot of water, so
yes, we do.
We love it. It's delicious. It's delicious. So, with that said, people, I'm your godfather of whiskey. I'm JB.
I am the godfather of craft beer, Cody.
Thank you for tuning in this week. Go Niners.
Go Niners.
Go. What other team? Titans and Bills, and then. I don't remember who I picked out of the Packers. I mean, I picked Brady and them. I forgot.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, so go all them teams, and we'll see who wins.
Mm-hmm. Once again, fuck Cowboys. You're lost.
That sucks. You're terrible. Go cry some more, you little pansy ass.
Yeah, man. See you again next year, so y'all can lose again.
See you time. We'll try again next year, right? y'all like the lottery. Keep buying a ticket, bitch. Anyway. Oh, Lloyd, we always say livers will never be the same.
And glasses will never be dry. Fuck the Cowboys.